弟兄姊妹们好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
我很感谢主这一次能够到这里来，和弟兄姊妹在神的话语中一同的来分享。
I really thank the Lord that He gave me an opportunity to come among brothers and sisters to share God's words with you.
这次是你们教会的冬令会。
This time it is your winter conference.
这是难得一年有这么一次的。
It is so rare that we can gather once a year.
能我们盼望在四天的里面呢，能够集中起来，在一个主题上好好的学习，好好的认识。
So in the Bible, we use one theme to share together, so that we can learn together.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神赐给我们许多不同的福分。
God gave us a lot of different blessings.
头一个的福分是他在十字架上为我们成功了救恩。
The very first blessing is the salvation that he has accomplished on the cross.
第二个的福分，他叫我们重生了，有他生命在我们里面。
The second blessing is now that we are born again, we have his eternal life in us.
第三个，他叫这圣灵在我们的里头，随时来引导、来光照、来教导我们。
The third blessing is the Holy Spirit is now in us, leading us and teaching us.
神还给我们一个福分。
And God give us another blessing.
叫我们在世上活着，在教会中间与弟兄姊妹一同的来追求，一同的来侍奉。
That when we live in this world, we can serve and learn together with brothers and sisters in the church.
如果我们没有教会这一个的福分，
If we do not have the blessing of the church,
有的时候我们刚强，有的时候我们软弱，我们软弱的时候就没有人把我们扶持了起来。
Sometimes we are strong, but other times when we are weak, and when we are weak, and no one will lift us up.
并且我们在教会中间一同生活的时候，
when we are living together in the church,
发现神给许多不同的恩赐在不同的弟兄姊妹身上。
And we realize that God gave different gifts to different brothers and sisters.
我们自己在神面前追求，我们所领受只不过是一方面。
When we pursue the Lord and we only pursue only one direction.
我们在教会的里面有不同的弟兄姊妹，有不同的领受了，都能够来供应我们。我们所领受的是非常的丰富。
But in the church, we have so many brothers and sisters, and we have different blessings. And when we gather together, our life is so rich.
而神借着教会给我们福分的时候。
When God gives us blessings through the church.
不光我们每一周有一些的聚会。
Not only we have meetings each week,
但是我们更是特别有几天合在一起的聚会的，对着有一个的重大的题目有一系统的那个了解。
And God give us a special conference so that we can all meditate on one topic and we can all learn together.
是我也深深的仰望主。
And I deeply look up to the Lord.
能够在这一次四天五次的聚会的里面。
And this time when we have 4 days, 5 meetings,
和弟兄姊妹们来交通到神心意中间呢一些重大的事。
And I want to share with you, in the heart of God, some very important things that we need to learn.
我常邀请到许多教会中去讲道。
I've been invited to different churches to speak.
我的习惯。
And my custom is,
那是要盼望当地的同工要我去了。到底这适合你们的需要，在哪一个真理上呢？和大家交通的。
And I always ask the local responsible brothers, which area do you want me to speak on so that it will be useful to you guys?
这一次我要跟你们讲到的腓立比书。
This time I want to share with you the book of Philippians.
那是郭弟兄给我的题目。
And this is a topic that brother Paul gave me.
我许多的时候到许多教会去。
And so frequently, I go to different churches.
我常常用一个比喻。
I always use one parable.
我是非常能干的厨师，你可以点菜，我就可以做菜给你吃。
I'm a very talented chef, and you can just give me an order, I will cook anything for you.
当然，有的人点的菜我都做不出来的。
But of course, some of your order I cannot accomplish.
有的点的菜我能够做。
Some I may be able to.
那这一次我是跟你们来讲到腓立比书的里面圣徒所天的生活与侍奉。
This time, we want to share with you, on Philippians, the heavenly living and service of Christians.
这个的题目是郭弟兄给我起的。
And this topic is given to me by Brother Kwok.
我非常的宝贝。
And I really value this topic.
所天的生活与侍奉。
Heavenly living and service.
所以你去看保罗的书信。
When you read the books written by Paul,
腓立比书所讲的好像不是像以弗所哥罗西那么的高。
Philippians doesn't seem to be as high as Ephesians or Colossians.
都是非常的有关键的。
But they are very closely related.
腓立比书和哥罗西书还讲到一个圣徒地上的生活和侍奉。
Philippians and Colossians talk about the Christian living in this world.
所以你看着腓立比书也好，以弗所书也好，哥罗西书也好啦，如何夫妇相处，父母跟儿女的关系，主人和仆人的关系。
When you read Ephesians and Colossians, you talk about relationship between husband and wife, masters and servants, and so on.
腓立比书不讲这些的。
But it's not in Philippians.
腓立比书所讲的。
What Philippians talks about.
完全讲到我蒙恩的人的属天的那一种的生活与侍奉。
It talks about the heavenly living and service of Christians.
当我初初读圣经的时候，
When we first read the Bible,
我都不太了解。
I'm not too clear on it.
为什么当初圣灵把腓立比书放在以弗所和哥罗西的当中？
I don't quite understand why the Holy Spirit put Philippians between Ephesians and Colossians.
以弗所书就讲到了神在宇宙中间所定的旨意。
Ephesians talk about the will that God has established for the world.
哥罗西书讲到神的旨意能够完全的成功了。
Colossians talks about how God accomplishes eternal purpose.
当中却加了一段，加了一卷的，就是腓立比书。
But in between there is this book called Philippians.
好像它与以弗所和哥罗西之间呢，它是比较低下的一段的圣经。
So when you compare that with Ephesians and Colossians, it seems to be a bit lower.
但圣灵当初把腓立比书放在里面。
But when the Holy Spirit put Philippians between these two books,
有他特别的心意的。
And there is a particular purpose.
保罗在以弗所书里都讲他。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul says,
我写信给你们，你们念了就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
And Paul said, now that I have written to you, you understand that I fully understand the eternal purpose of God.
哥罗西书也特别提起了。
Same with Colossians.
叫让求神叫他们明白，完全的明白神的旨意。
He prayed that God will make them fully understand the eternal purpose of God.
这个旨意是什么？
What is this purpose?
这个旨意说明到神当初为什么创造宇宙万物。
And this purpose talks about the reason why God created the heaven and earth.
神在创造宇宙万物的时候，
When God created the whole universe,
他所盼望的，
What is he trying to accomplish?
最后的果效完成的现象到底是如何？
What is he trying to accomplish at the very end?
是超过时间的，
It's surpass time.
超过时代的，
And surpass the ages.
也不是我们一个人在地上活了七八十年所能够完全经历的。
It is not something that we live in this world for 70, 80 years that we can accomplish.
那是历史一代的里头所做的啦，这是神永远的旨意。
Throughout the ages, that will only accomplish God's eternal purpose.
但当中他加了腓立比书。
But in between, there is this book called Ephesians, Philippians.
就讲什么？
What is it about?
讲到神永远的旨意，对着我们基督徒来是客观的了解。
It talks about how we can, objectively understand the eternal purpose of God.
那神永远的旨意。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
如何能够完成在我们身上？
How it can be accomplished in us?
是根据腓立比书讲的所有属天的生活和属天的侍奉。
It is according to what it says in the book of Philippians, the heavenly living and service.
这神旨意的作为的里面。
In all this work of the Lord,
如果蒙恩的人呢，若不知道如何因着神的旨意蒙恩了，而且我们在神面前有这一种生活和一种侍奉。
If we do not understand that we are so blessed because of the eternal purpose of a God, how we should live in this world?
我们如果没有腓立比书所讲的这一种的生活和侍奉。
If we do not have this kind of living and service according to Philippians,
以弗所书所讲的是空洞的。
What we heard about in Philippians, in Ephesians is quite vain.
也不能够达到了哥罗西书里所说了神旨意的成全了。
And worse, we cannot accomplish the fulfillment of eternal purpose of God in the book of Colossians.
神旨意的成全。
So to accomplish this eternal purpose of God,
一个关键的点。
What is the key?
那是蒙恩的人所该有的生活和侍奉。
It is the things how we should live and how we should serve.
为什么当初圣灵了把来排了新约圣经的时候把腓立比书放在那个里面的。
That's why the Holy Spirit arranged Philippians to be right in between Ephesians and Colossians.
我也知道在你们教会中有好多蒙恩都四十年五十年的。
And I also understand that among you there are Christians who've been with the Lord for 40, 50 years.
但我也知道你们中间有一些人信主两年、三年、三十年，不是太久的。
I also understand that among you, some of you haven't believed in the Lord for too long, like two, 3 years.
所以今天我没有办法有时间来把腓立比书里的内容来讲。
Today I don't have enough time to speak on the whole Ephesians.
先跟你们讲到，我要来讲到腓立比书的引言。
So this evening, I just want to introduce the book of Philippians.
我特别对着新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹
，especially to the newly believe.
所谓的蒙新蒙恩
，so-called newly believe.
你蒙恩有三年、四年了
，now you received the Lord for 3-4 years.
你圣经中是读过了几遍了
？How many times have you read the Bible?
但是你读过了之后
，after you read the Bible,
你要了解为什么圣经是这么的排列的。
And you understand, do you understand why the Holy Spirit organized the books in such a way?
我好久没到你们教会中来跟你们交通了。
I haven't been back in your midst for quite a while.
好不好永让我问你们一个问题。
Can I ask you one question?
你们新旧约读过五遍以上的有多少人？
If you have read the New and Old Testament five times, more than five times, raise your hand.
不多耶。
Not too many.
我已经很客气了。
I'm quite generous.
1947年李特生弟兄到了上海。
1947, when Brother Watchman Nee went to Shanghai.
那个时候我们上海教会中大学里头爱主的弟兄姊妹有60位。
And in the church in Shanghai, there were about 60 university students who really loved the Lord.
那个解放前的时候。
As before revolution.
在中国的教会中间高级知识分子不是太多的。
In the church in China, there aren't that many well-educated brothers and sisters.
上海哈东路的聚会
And in Shanghai, this particular church,
有许多是高级知识分子的
There were a lot of well-educated people.
不光是如此
Not only that,
这是大学生爱主的有60位
And university students who really love the Lord, we have 60 of them.
李特生就重庆到了上海
And Brother Lee came to Shanghai.
召集我们聚会
And he gathered us together.
头一句话
，The first thing he wants to ask.
你们读圣经有十遍以上的举手。我没有说五遍，他说十遍的。
And he asked, if you have read the Bible more than 10 times, raise your hands.
我们全部举手。
We all raise our hands.
他就知道应该讲什么道了。
And then he realized what he's going to speak on.
所以我今天是盼望为着你们蒙恩不是太久的。
So this evening, for those who haven't believed the Lord for too long,
我不好意思问了啊，你们读过三遍了没有啊
？I've been asked you, have you read the Bible 3 times?
如果你三遍都没有读的话，你不举手是很丢脸的。
And if you haven't read 3 times, then it's quite a shame.
但是我盼望说，你们不光读过了几遍了。
So this evening, not I don't mind how many times you read the Bible.
不一定了解圣经为什么这么的编排法。
But you may not understand how, why the books were arranged in such a way.
我想弟兄姊妹要知道
Brother and sister, you should know.
全部的圣经的笔法一共有四个不同的。
有什么？
一个笔法 style.
There are four different styles in the books of the Bible.
一个是理论讲解的笔法。
So first kind is the facts and effects, okay?
The doctrine.
Doctrines.
第二个是历史和人物的笔法。
The second part is the history.
第三个是诗歌词赋的笔法。
Poetry and psalms.
第四个是表号和预言的笔法。
Lastly, signs and prophecies.
四个不同笔法。
Four different kinds.
那么你们读圣经了。
So when you read the Bible,
最难是第四个笔法。
The most difficult part is the last one.
所以我许多到一些教会和查经班去了。
When I go to Bible study groups and churches,
我劝他们不要花功夫来读启示录。
And I ask them not waste time studying the book of Revelation.
哦，人都是启示录啦，神的预言呐。
But this is important. This is revelations.
是有蝗虫啊，在天上飞的啦，尾巴会喷火的，这是喷射机。
And locusts flying in the sky.And there are fire coming out of them, so it must be those ministry jets.
乱讲的。
Well, this is
第二的启示录。
When you read the Revelation,
它完全是表号的。
They are all signs.
蝗虫讲什么？要看圣经中讲蝗虫是什么。
What are locusts? You go back to the
马是什么？圣经中讲马是什么？
When you go about, when talk about horses, you have to go back to the Bible.
圣经讲云，云是讲什么？
云是什么？
叫 cloud.
Oh, when talk about the cloud in the sky,
每一个是圣经里头本身所讲的。
You have to go back to the Bible.
你不把前头的那个圣经里头所讲的东西了解了，来解释启示了，你根本不能够解释启示了。
If you do not understand the whole context of the Bible, you cannot interpret Revelations.
我当初是学理工的。
当初是
engineer.
Oh, I was an engineer.
我们学理工的人呢、啊，最欢喜读是理论讲解的地方。
Well, for engineers, we love reading doctrines and this kind of stuff.
我们学理工的人不会读诗歌词赋的地方。
Well, for engineers, they don't like reading psalms and poetry.
像我以前呢、啊，学理工大学毕业。
For me, I graduated from technical universities.
看见中国的画不懂的。
When I see all these pictures,
哦哟，有一个的山呐、啊，有一个河啦，旁边一个亭子啦。
And there's a mountain, there's the river, and there's a little bit of a pagoda there.
你们如果知道中国画
，If you know Chinese painting,
一个叫不善大人。
不善大人。
哎，大
人。好是。
他画的兰花啊，跟在这地面纸上的。
This famous painter, you know, he can paint flowers that can drop, can fall on the ground.
人问他说：“不善大人，你为什么画兰花了，跟在外头的？”
But if you ask the painter why you paint it in such a way,
他说我没有根了吗
？Because he said I don't have any roots myself.
因为什么缘故
？Why?
他的明朝国家灭亡了吗
？Because The dynasty of Ming was
成为满清政府了吗？我是一个兰花，表达他的心意了。我在地上没有根的。
So when our dynasty was defeated, now I don't have any roots.
哦，中国的山水画。
You know those Chinese paintings.
画什么
？What are they?
哦，高的山呐、啊，有一个河啦，旁边一个亭子啦，两个老先生喝酒啦。
Big mountains and high rivers, and then there's a pagoda and two older men drinking there.
表明什么
？What is this trying to tell you?
这是中国儒家的那一帮人呐、啊。
This is the 儒家。
不愿意住在城市上红红绿绿的生活的。
This is not about their lifestyle.
愿意到那个自然界里头啊，心情很平静的。
When you are in the nature, it's very quiet and peaceful.
乃是把他这种平静的心情呢，就是画画出来的。
So they try to express the peace that is in their heart.
所以我读大学的时候还不懂得什么叫画。
So when I was in university, I don't understand what painting is all about.
以后我慢慢懂得了。
But slowly, I gradually understand.
我虽然懂得了。
But even though I understand a bit,
我到现在还不懂得什么叫抽象画。
But even now, I don't understand what those are.
抽象画，正着挂也可以，反着挂也可以的。
Well, those paintings you can hang up any way you want.
我到现在还不会欣赏。
So when I was in university, I don't understand.
我读圣经的时候啊。
But when I read the Bible,
读诗篇啊，不太能读得懂。
I can understand it.
哦，一句话重复来重复去的。
When they talk, they make one statement, they.Say it different ways.
乃是把一种心情的感觉，就是诗歌词赋表达了出来的。
Oh, what they're trying to do is try to express what's in their heart through poetry and psalms.
我开头也不明白什么叫历史和人物的笔法。
So initially, I don't understand why there's history and literature in the Bible.
新约四本福音书和使徒行传是历史的啥记载
？So in the New Testament, you have the four gospel books and then the book of Acts.
在旧约的里面呢，出埃及记、创世纪、出埃及记是历史的笔法。
And in the Old Testament, you have Genesis, you have Exodus. They're all histories.
好多的人物这里都讲的。
There are many different characters in them.
那么我以后读了一句话。
And then at the end, I read of one particular.
才明白了。
And then I realized
什么叫历史
？What it meant by history.
历史的英文叫 history, is his story.
History is his story.
是神的故事。
This is the story of God himself.
他从前的以色列百姓怎么做工的，同样做工在我们新约的人身上。
How he worked among the Israelites, today he worked in us in the same manner.
这历史里都有好多的人物。
In the history, there are different characters.
每一个人物特代表了每一种的个性。
And each character represents each a style of a person.
每一个个性在神手中有什么样的用处？
Each personality, how he can be used by the Lord.
亚伯拉罕的个性和他的孙子雅各的个性不同的。
And if you compare Abraham to his Jacob, it's very different.
到了摩西起来了。
Or when you compare to Moses,
又是不同的。
And he is also very different.
大卫起来了。
And when you see David,
又是不同的。
And he is also very different.
乃是神想借着不同的个性，在地上做出他荣耀的大事来。
So God used different personalities to to do His mighty work in this world.
但你要读旧约的历史。
But when you read the Old Testament history,
你必须要懂得新约中的真理。
You need to understand the truth of the New Testament.
新约中的真理是就是历史的人物把它表达了出来了。
And the truth in the New Testament were manifested through the characters in the Old Testament.
是我们学理工的人。
So when I am an engineer,
比较容易读理论讲解的地方。
It's easier for me to understand doctrines.
讲到清清楚楚的。
And they are very clear.
在弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你会发现了
But you realize,
有许多的真理用理论讲解别法不能够表达得清楚。
Many of the truth in the Bible cannot be expressed in black and white doctrines.
圣经里面能够把人蒙恩了之后这里的感受最好的圣经乃是诗篇。
And the best way to describehow a person's heart feel after he accepted the Lord, it is in the book of Psalms.
你有了感动了之后
when you are moved,
你搞不清楚感动是什么
you don't know what the moving is.
诗篇一唱啊
but when you sing about the hymns,
就把我们的感动讲明了出来了
and you read Psalms, you can understand the moving that's in your heart.
你没有读好好的诗篇
if you don't read the book of Psalms well,
已经有感动了
and you have a moving in you,
自己然不自己所以然
But you don't know what it meant.
不知道内容是什么。
You don't understand the content of it.
一读到诗篇的时候了。
But you read Psalm.
帮我圣灵在我们的工作完全表达了出来了。
And it revealed the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你们一定要好好用不同的方法来读四种不同的笔法的圣经。
You need to read well the different styles of the Bible.
那我今天没有时间讲跟你们讲这些了。
So this evening I don't have enough time to share.
我得跟你们讲到在新约的里头理论讲解的笔法。
In the New Testament, there are some doctrines and truths.
从罗马书开始。
Starting from the book of Romans.
一直到了犹大书。
All the way to the book of Jude.
这是使徒们所写的书信。
And these are the epistles written by the apostles.
在这么多的书信的里面啊。
In the different epistles.
我们会发现。
We discover.
有七本书是主要的主流。
And there are seven books that are the main themes.
是重大的就在头上的七卷的书。
And these are, large or big truths in these seven books.
头一卷是罗马书。
The first one obviously is Romans.
许多人说保罗写罗马书像个律师的人啊写的律师的文章一样的。
And some brothers and sisters said that Paul was writing Roman as if he's a lawyer.
罗马书讲什么？
What is Romans about?
有的人说罗马书讲因信称义。
Some people say, oh, it's about justification by faith.
你真是没有好好读罗马书了。
I think you haven't read it well.
罗马书保罗在第一章已经讲了。
In the very first chapter, Paul said,
他是奉差遣讲神的福音。
He was sent by God to share the gospel of God.
整个的罗马书。
The whole book of Romans.
把神要带着人类上的福音呢，有系统性的来讲。
And it describes in great detail the gospel that God has given man.
我这次预备了许多的讲义。
This time I prepared this notes for you.
也请你们教会把它印出来发给弟兄姊妹。
And the church has printed them for you already.
我印了讲义或者说 PowerPoint 有一个的用意。
When I give you these notes or when I use PowerPoint, I have this one reason.
我是生在上海的。
I was born in Shanghai.
我的许多国语啊，你们会听错的。
You may not understand all my 国语。
不是你们国语不好，是我的国语不好。
It's not your 国语 not good, it's my.
我写下来了，你们不会搞错啦。
So when I have it printed out, then you will not make a mistake.
第二个，我请教会印了这么多的讲义给你们。
So I asked the church to print so many copies of these notes.
我不可能把它完全讲明了。
I will not be able to cover all of them.
我乃是盼望发给你们的，你们有心爱主的话呢，根据讲义再好好去读腓立比书。
So if I cannot cover them, and you love the Lord, you go home and study the book of Philippians well.
所以你看讲义去读的时候
，When you read the Bible with the notes,
你所领受的一定会超过我这里所讲的。
What you will receive is greatly surpassing what I can give you today.
当我讲的时候，只能够把每一章的重点讲出来了。
When I share with you in the meetings, I can only keep you the main points.
腓立比书四个章
there are four chapters in Philippians.
都是讲到蒙恩的人所天的生活与侍奉。
It talks about the things the Christian heavenly living and service.
生活和侍奉太多的事了。
Living and service, it covers so many things.
没有办法把细节深度讲出来了。
I cannot describe everything in great detail.
第一章给我们看见。
The first chapter tells us,
无论哪一种细节上生活，它的整个的标准的原则是什么？
No matter which minute detail of your living and service, there is one focus.
这是腓立比书第一章。
As in chapter one.
这个讲过了之后。
Other raises point.
第二章啦。
And then in chapter two.
它给是我们看见我们所有基督徒所有的生活侍奉的榜样是什么。
It talks about the example of Christian living and service.
到第三章啦。
When we go to chapter three.
它讲到我们这样有生活侍奉最后的目标是什么。
When we have this kind of service and this kind of living, what is our goal?
到第四章啦。
And in the fourth chapter,
我们怎么能够达到这个的目标？
How can we accomplish the goal?
我们能够达到的目标的秘诀是什么？
What is the secret to accomplish it?
所以你会看见保罗写的腓立比书四章。
So you can see that there are four chapters in Philippians.
都是关系到蒙恩典人的生活与侍奉。
It talks about Christian heavenly living and the service.
四个重点。
Four different important aspects.
把我们所有天下基督徒生活侍奉中重点都全部包含在里面了。
It covers all the Christian living and service.
但是在腓立比书之前
，But before Philippians,
先是圣经放了罗马书。
And the Bible has this book of called Romans.
你们来看 PowerPoint 已经写了。
And PowerPoint already described it.
罗马书是扼要的又中肯的把神的福音讲明了出来。
And Romans concisely and detailedly described the gospel of God.
我所谓的扼要和中肯。我所谓的扼要和中肯。
The reason why I said concise and very precise, concise and precise.
重点的。
These are the important points.
没仔细讲。
Not in detail.
仔细东西以后的几卷圣经再慢慢的讲。
The detail will come up in the following books.
他抓住了重点了。
But if you can take all of the key points,
把那个神给我们的福音啦，乃是分作四个的大段。
And the gospel of God can be divided into four different stages.
头一个大段。
The first stage.
罗马书第一章十八节到三章二十节。
Romans 1:18 to 3:20.
神对着人所谓的审判。
The God's judgment of the world.
不光是普世人都在罪恶败坏的里面。
Not only all the people of the world are in sin and in corruption.
连地上那些讲道德的人仍然在罪恶的里面。
Even the people who talks about moral, they are also in sin.
然后这连来教导别人应该怎么生活的人仍然在罪恶的里面。
Even people who teach others how to live, they are also living in sin.
全天下的人都在罪恶的里面。
All the people under the heaven are all in sin.
没一个人免掉的。
There's no exception.
上一个月。
Last month.
我到欧洲去。
I was in Europe.
德国有一个他们的一个营会。
In Germany, there is this conference.
两年前我去的时候有170位参加，这一次去有240位参加。
2 years ago I went, there were 170. This time I went, it was 240.
这一次袁志明和我两个是做讲员。
Brother Yuan Qingming and I were the speakers.
我不知道你们听过袁志明讲到了吗?
I'm not sure you heard of Yuan Qingming.
我在美国。
I'm in New York.
哪一个教会请袁志明讲到了,不登广告, 来的人好多。
Whichever church invited Yuan Qingming speak, they don't have to advertise and people will come.
因为他是什么?
Who is he?
六四民用的一个领袖。
Because he was a well-known character during the June 4th incident.
逃出来了。
He escaped out of China.
而且那一些民用的领袖的里面,
in this movement,
他是特别学哲学的。
He is a leader and he is a philosopher.
他来布道的时候,
when he came to share the gospel,
哲学的观点来讲到了福音的超过任何东方和西方的哲学家。
From the point of view of a philosopher to compare Christianity to Eastern philosophy.
讲了好多西方的哲学，讲了中国的哲学。
He talked about Western philosophy and Eastern philosophy.
中国的哲学主要是在孔子的儒家的思想。
And the Eastern philosophy is through Confucius.
王阳明先生来说呢，要发内心之明来克制里头的情欲。
This Mr. Wang Yangming talk about how you express yourself.
哦，他讲了好多。
He talked about many different philosophies.
讲了好多是好多。
It's a lot.
讲得很清楚。
Is it clear?
结果他太太今天每天吵架的。
But he argued with his wife every day.
这些讲给你听应该如何? 他自己跟太太每天吵架的。
He's a philosopher, he can teach you how to do things, but he argued with his wife. And many people are divorced.
这些是理论。
These are only theories.
吵架是生活。
Arguing is living.
这些不能解决他的生活。
Philosophy cannot solve the problem of your life.
因为什么缘故?
Why?
人都在罪恶的里面。
Because men are all under the power of sin.
人不光在罪恶的里面啦。
Not only under the power of sin.
神对着人的罪加上了审判。
And God judged all sinners.
这就到了这么好了。
And this is so-called very good.
家中生活苦死了。
But in real life, it's very
miserable.
And they even go to the extreme of divorce.
道理对人没有用处。
So doctrine cannot help people.
理论很好,
the theory is good,
没有实际的果效,
but there's no practical result.
信主了之后再改变了。
But if you believe in the Lord, and you will be changed.
哦,他自己改变。
He is changed.
他太太还不信主。
His wife has not believed yet.
照样吵架的。
And they still,
他说他信主了之后了,
he said after he believed in the Lord,
不敢跟太太发脾气了,
he dare not raise his temper.
有一次请他太太去聚会,
one time he asked his wife to go to church meeting.
太太不去,
the wife said no.
请了几次他也不去,
after a few invitations, still
not. 吃饭跟他谈了,
and he tried to talk to her.
气到一个地步把台子的碗筷都丢在地上去了,
and she throw the tables away.
他就说你是基督徒怎么还发脾气啊?
And she said, well, you are a Christian, how come you still have a short temper?
哦,他马上就认错了。
And then he immediately confessed.
他认了错了,太太还跟他到礼拜堂就信主了。
And then after he confessed his sin and apologized.
真的改变了他们了。
And gospel changed them.
所以他罗马书头上一部分讲什么?
What is the first part of Romans? Not only the normal people, the common people were in sin and corruption.
犹太人想借着律法的方法仍然在罪恶的里面。
The Jewish people, they have the law and yet they are still in sin.
神的震怒在人的身上。
And the wrath of God was upon everyone.
全世界各个民族。
Every race in this world.
只有犹太人蒙神赐恩给他律法的。
Only the Jewish people received the law from God.
犹太人也认为是神的选民应该遵守律法。
The Jewish people, because they think they are God's chosen people, they should obey the law.
以遵守律法为夸耀的。
And they take pride in obeying the law.
但即使这一个光景了,
even so,
他们还在罪恶的里面, 还在神的审判底下。
They are still living under sin and under the judgment of God.
所以罗马书到第三章的时候了,
so when you go to chapter 3 of Romans,
加上没有一个人有指望了。
There's no hope among men.
到了第三章第二节,
And you go to chapter 3, verse 2.
啊, 不是, 21节, 我刚刚,
verse 21.
刚刚我讲一直, 一直漏掉了, 啊?
And I almost.
忽然提起了, 人在律法上不能够蒙神, 蒙神诚意的。
If you, become angry, you cannot be justified by God.
耶稣基督来了，依照他的宝血的洗净，我们才能够称义了。
But now Jesus came and His blood washed away our sin, and we can be justified.
这保罗在头一段这里面
，So in the very first stage,
把所有人类的光景都讲了，最后的结果没有一个指望。
His conclusion is there's no hope among men.
来犹太人来遵守律法，仍然在罪恶之下。
Even the Jewish people who obey the law and they are still under sin.
到了，忽然就提起来了。
And then he suddenly turned around.
神就是耶稣基督钉十字架了，就我们靠着他能够因信称义了。
Through Jesus Christ dying on the cross and through believing in Him, we can be justified.
我不知道这里有没有摸到的朋友。
I'm not sure if there's any people who are searching for the truth.
我是佛教家庭长大的。
I was brought up in a Buddhist family.
我也发现，从我幼年长大的时候
，When I was young.
我指向最大的是我初中的时候。
And the greatest sin I committed was when I was in high school.
一个学期开始了。
At the beginning of a semester.
立定志向。
啊？
立定志向。
哦。They will make a dis.
我这个学期绝对不作弊。
And I will never cheat.
哦，这个学期老师教的功课我一定做完。
And this semester, I will always complete the assignments the teacher given me.
立定志向了，这个学期我一定做个好学生，做个好孩子。
I have this resolution. I will be a good student for this semester.
怕我自己还疏忽掉了。
And as if I can go back,
写下一些字放在写字台上。
I wrote it down and I stick it on my desk.
来劝我自己的。
Is to encourage myself.
到第一次又考过了。
And first time there's an exam.
哎呀，我自己累的都没有执行吗
？And I haven't completed this resolution.
再用功。
And then I study even harder.
第二次又考过了。
And then second time I do better.
完全失望了。
Oh, I was hopeless.
把单子拿掉了，下学期开始吧。
But let's do it another time next time.
每一个学期开始都立了志向。
Every semester, I have a resolution.
两次又考过了，就把志向完全没有了。
After two exams, I gave up.
不是没有志向哦。
Not that I don't have resolution.
做不到。
I can't accomplish.
所以我才发现呐。
And then I realized.
所以耶稣基督的救恩才能够叫我们改变。
Only the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ can change myself.
这是我个人的经历。
This is my personal experience.
第三个。
The third point.
我们能够蒙主的宝血洗净了
Now that we've been washed clean by the Lord's blood,
能够称义
we can be justified,
意思神接受我们了
God has accepted us,
我们可以坦然无惧来到神的面前
we can come boldly before the Lord,
很好了
isn't it good?
我们已经蒙恩了
we received the grace,
这蒙恩是蒙恩了
yes, we received the grace,
这生活中间还带着好多不义不法的事
But in our daily life, there's still a lot of shortcomings and things that are not glorifying God.
我们一信主
After we believe in the Lord,
早晨亲近主
In the morning, we draw close to the Lord.
非常的喜乐
We are very joyful.
能看见你的脸像天使的脸
When people see you, you look like an angel.
过了15分钟给人吵架就变成魔鬼的脸
After 15 minutes, you argue with others, you become a devil.
懊悔的时候已经偏在天使的脸
And you regret it, and then you repent.
下午就变成魔鬼的脸
And then in the afternoon, you became an angel.
刚刚信主有没有天使的脸
So do you have an angel's face?
只有百分之二十
，only 20% of the time，
百分之八十还像魔鬼一样的啦。
80% of the time we are like the devil。
那你说信主有什么用
？And you said, well, what's the
你好好爱主啦。
Well, you should love the Lord。
以后天使的脸多一点。
And then the angel's face is more beautiful。
没有魔鬼的脸少一点。
And the devil's face is less。
你过了三年之后啦
，After 3 years。
百分之四十像天使的脸，还有百分之六十像魔鬼的脸。
40% of the time you are like an angel, but 60% of the time you still look like a devil.
你好好在追求了。
And you pursue the Lord.
百分之七十像天使的脸，还有百分之三十像魔鬼的脸。
And then 70% of the time you are like an angel, and 30% of the time you are like a devil.
天下没有一个基督徒100%是天使的脸。
There's no question that 100% like an angel.
我绝对有把握。
I can be very firm.
为什么缘故？
Why?
你100%的天使灵就被提了嘛，不在地上了嘛。
If you are 100% like an angel, you will be floating.
我们地上都有天使灵，都有魔鬼的脸的嘛。
In this world, we all have the face of an angel.
这如果不信主的，信耶稣做什么？
Well, if that's the case, why should I believe in the Lord?
不信耶稣永远是贴是魔鬼的脸，天信主的是慢慢慢慢，天使脸就增加了嘛，魔鬼脸就减少了嘛。
If you don't believe in the Lord, you are like a devil. But if you believe in the Lord, slowly you become more like an angel.
这个改变是什么？
What is this change?
因为主在我们里头做生命。
Because Christ is our life.
生命带着他的品格。
Life has his character.
这种生命的品格在我们上显出来的时候，就像天使的脸。
The character of life is revealed to us, then we will be like an angel.
当我们老我的品格显出来，像魔鬼的脸。
But our old nature, when it's revealed, is like the face of the devil.
所以当我们信主了之后
，So after we believe in the Lord,
主不光叫我们用宝血洗净我们诚意。
Not only he washed the sins away and that we are justified,
but 他的生命在我们做王了，逐渐逐渐成圣。
And when his life become the king of our life, then we will be sanctified.
在我们生活的当中了
，in our daily life,
有一种圣洁的光进来。
We have this holiness of life.
十几年的时候。
When I was in the
十几年以前
more than 10 years ago
我被邀请到纽约到美国洛杉矶的 Irvine 地方去领一个的夏令会
I was invited to LA area Irvine to lead a summer conference
那一次聚会有两个讲员
There were two speakers in the conference
另外一个讲员是一个英文的是个美国人
And the other speaker was American
他太太是中国人
His wife,
所以他们住的房子有一幢的房子，两个卧房，一个卧房我那人和我的，一个卧房是他们夫妻两个。
And in that particular complex, there is a room, there is a suite with two rooms. One room is my
当中有个客厅。
And between these two rooms, there is the living room.
我们下午空的时候，两对夫妻坐在一起谈。
So when we have nothing else to do, the two couples sit down in the living room and talk.
这个太太告诉我了。
And his wife told me.
他说林弟兄啊。
And brother Lin.
我当初在台湾在沟子口住的。沟子口有个城，在纽约，这是台北市附近一个郊区一个地方。
She said, we used to live in this particular city in Taiwan.
他说那个时候我没有信主。
At the time, I wasn't a Christian yet.
我妈妈也没有信主。
My mother wasn't a Christian.
她说有的时候我们在门口站着。
And sometime when we were standing at the door.
看着有一位的传教士叫荣姊妹住在沟子口的。
And we know that was this Christian lady called Sister Yong living in our neighborhood.
从她住地方离开坐公共汽车到台北去。
When she tried to catch the bus to Taipei.
她从她家门口走过。
And she will always walk by the door.
她妈妈跟她说。
And then, her mother will talk to her.
这个人是个圣人。
And this person is a saint.
她也没有讲道。
She didn't give a message or sermon. Never say anything.
走路的样子啊。
But when she walk,
就像个圣人。
She walk like a saint.
好像笑也没有笑。
Yes, if she's smiling,
走路一样走的。
So you're walking the same way.
神气上不一样的啦。
But they look different.
哎呀，我一下就想起来了。
And then I realized.
我也在20年前到 Michigan.
20 years ago, I was in Michigan.
在那里讲道。
I was sharing a message.
我住在一个姓杜的弟兄家里面。
I live in in the family of Badu.
上午有一些爱主的人一同聚集。
In the morning, there are some Christians meeting in their home.
我坐在这个杜弟兄的家里面。
I was living with Brother Du.
有一位姊妹进来了。
And there is the sister come in.
她的丈夫是上海一个牧师。
Her husband was a pastor in Shanghai.
姓杨的。
His name is Yang.
我到上海去看过杨牧师。
I was in Shanghai and I met this Pastor Yang.
我们也看见过杨师傅。
And I also met Sister Yang.
那一次聚会，杨师母进来了。
And during that time, Sister Yang came in.
我一看她的脸
，When I saw her face, she's like a saint.
情况不同的。
It's very different.
我也想起当我年轻的时候。
I realized when I was young.
我们在上海哈东路聚会。
We met at this place called Hasan.
讲道是你出身。
Brother Watchman Nee was the speaker.
非常的刚强。
Very strong speaker.
我们中学生、大学生不敢找你出身了，怕死了。
And we as a high school student and university, we dare not talk to Brother Nee.
一个汪佩珍姊妹像妈妈一样带我们的了。
And this sister Wong, she's like a mother to us.
我有几次。
A few times.
哎呀，祷告来祷告去，你都很受压。
And when we pray, we feel there's a burden in us.
甚至再祷告都没有用了。
And we realize that we soon continue our prayer.
去找汪小姐。
And we try to ask this sister Wong.
那时候上海还没有电话。
At the time there was no telephone.
到时候就敲门去了。
And we just go to her place and knock.
哎呀，汪小姐开门啦。
When sister Wong opened the door,
进来就我们坐一坐。
And she invited us to come
into her place. 倒了一杯水。
And she gave us some water.
是两片西瓜给我们。
And gave us a couple of watermelon.
那林顿，你找我有什么事啊
？And then she said, Brother Lim, what?
我说汪小姐，我两个礼拜了，祷告来祷告去，林顿很受压了。
And I said to her, well, for 2 weeks I've been praying about something.
她说你什么时候受压了
？And she said, why?
我说两个礼拜祷告没用，一看着你的脸呐、啊，里头压力没有了。
Well, for 2 weeks I have a burden in me, but when I see your face, it's lifted.
她的脸改变了我心情的感觉呢。
Her face changed the feeling of my heart.
这叫什么
？What is it called?
在她身上显出圣人的模样。
In her life, it revealed the image of a saint.
那一位在台湾的勇教士。
And this sister Yong in Taiwan.
我跟她很熟。
I am quite, I know her quite well.
虽然是灵恩的
，even though she's charismatic，
她并不是注重到又喊又叫的
，but she doesn't emphasize in crying and yelling，
是注重亲近主、活在主面前的。
She emphasizes in drawing close to the Lord，
经常亲近主、活在主面前。
Always draw close to the Lord，
连不知不觉走路的时候，不信主人看见说这是个圣人。
And even when she was walking, the non-believer can tell that she is a saint.
我跟你们讲这个什么意思
？Why am I sharing this with you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
主不光叫我们用在耶稣基督的宝血叫我们称义。
Not only the Lord use His blood so that we are justified.
让他说赐给我们的生命在我们生活中间活出来了，我们自自然然就成为圣洁。
So he enabled his life to be lived out through our daily living, so slowly we become sanctified.
我只讲给你们一个的盼望。
I give you this hope.
这种圣洁圣人的模样不是非常高的，我们够不上的。
This holiness is not something that's so high that none of us can reach.
这是我们蒙恩的人呢、啊，活在主面前，自自然然在我们身上显出来的。
And this is something that, as Christians, we live before the Lord, and this will slowly be revealed in us.
按照我的经验
，According to my experience,
你信主了
，After you are saved,
最难传福音是你家中的人。
The most difficult person to share the gospel with are the people in your family.
因为什么缘故
？Why?
你在公司房在教会中都不发脾气的，家中也常常发脾气的。
Because in the church and at your office you never have any rage, but at home you always.
没家中常发脾气，跟你家中有传福音信主，他说你这个样子，我还就信什么耶稣了。
And you always lose your temper at home, and then you share the gospel with them. Or how can they believe in your Lord?
这是非常麻烦的问题。
And this is a very difficult problem.
跟家人传福音。
To share the gospel with your family,
乃是你生活改变成为圣洁，你传的福音，你家人才能够听得进去。
And only when your life is changed, then they can hear your gospel.
有一次我听见吴庸弟兄讲。
One time I hear a brother Wu Yong.
他们教会中有位姊妹很爱主。
And in his church there's a sister really love the Lord.
不是很多。
Not a lot of them.
丈夫就是不信。
The husband doesn't believe.
所以吴勇到他家去访问他的丈夫。
So brother Wu went to visit them.
他跟那个丈夫讲啦。
And then he talked to the husband.
你太太信主这么久了，你为什么还不信啊
？And he said, now that your wife believed in the Lord for so long, how come you don't believe?
丈夫说吴勇长老，你知道我为什么不信吗
？And then he said, you know, brother Wu, you don't know why I don't believe?
你过来过来。
And come over, come over.
来看看。
Now take a look.
看什么？
What am I going to see?
一看就卧房的乱的一塌糊涂，我怎么能够信耶稣呢？
It's a mess. So
我太太啊，是该配住在教会里面，不应该住在家中的。
No, no, my wife should live in the church. She shouldn't live in my home.
你家中乱的一塌糊涂，还叫我信耶稣，怎么信法？
When your house is a mess, why you want me to believe in the Lord?
这是为什么？
Why is it so?
这是有了罗马书第二段称义了，没有第三段因着圣灵而成圣。
You know, what you are lacking is not the second part of book of Romans. You are not justified, but what you are lacking is the sanctification in your life.
到了八章十二节。
And chapter 8 verse 12.
圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
就我们磨成功神儿子的模样。
And to accomplish the image of the Son of God in us.
有神的荣耀显在我们身上。
And the glory of God is revealed in our body.
我到美国讲道，那到美国来侍奉主。
And when I come to the U.S. to serve the Lord,
我发现
I discovered
美国的基督徒麻烦，台湾基督徒好怪。
American Christians are problematic, but the Taiwanese Christians are good.
为什么台湾基督徒好坏？
Why are Taiwanese Christians so
我们怎么讲他就点头的。
Every time I talk, they always nod.
我美国人讲的时候啊，他眼睛在转，他不大相信我所讲的了。
When I talk to American Christians, they always turn and they don't trust me.
我信主已经五十年了。
I believe in the Lord 50 years already.
他信主才一年啊。
And he only believed in the Lord
我讲的话他不相信的了。
When I speak, he wouldn't believe me.
哎呦，美国基督徒好麻烦啊。
You know, American Christians are very problematic.
我发现不是美国基督徒麻烦。
I realize it's not American Christians being troublesome.
我不懂得像美国知识分子怎么来传讲圣经的。
I realize how to preach the Bible to intellectuals.
连我来讲到弟兄姊妹在北美养育儿女。
When I speak to the American-born Chinese,
我头一句话。
My first question.
你有孩子了。
And you have children.
你自己知道是应该养育儿女了。
And now you know that you should take care of your children.
你养育儿女最大的麻烦是什么？
What is the biggest problem when you raise up
Christians? 你小的时候父母怎么养你呢？存在你潜意识里面了。你有孩子了，不经过大脑的了，说你潜意识里父母怎么带你，你来带你的孩子。
How your parents raise you up, you will use the same method to raise your children up.
我跟你保证，你一定失败。
I guarantee you will fail.
现在的孩子好聪明啊。
Because today's children are very smart.
三岁玩电脑嘞。
Three years old can play with the computer.
我们那个时候哪里还玩电脑了？
Well, when I was three, I don't need
it. 第二个孩子啊，思想中好快了。
Today's kids, they think very fast.
所以我们思想还要快了。
But we didn't think as fast.
你绝对不能像以往的中国的社会。
You cannot learn from the olden Chinese way.
天下没有不是的父母，爸爸所讲都是对的。
There's no parent that's wrong. They are all correct.
现在孩子说爸爸对的是对的，错的是错的，不是爸爸是错的就是对的了。
Today, right is right, wrong is wrong. It's not the father's always right.
你孩子到了八岁就跟你争辩了。
When your child is 8 years old, they will argue with you already.
你怎么带孩子？
How you treat your kids?
切记不要带你应该如何。
Don't tell them that you should do this.
乃是要先告诉他为什么应该，为什么要这样做。
You should tell them why they should do this.
你要解释。
You have to explain.
你要讲到了这种做法有什么后果，那种做法有什么的后果。
You have to explain to them, when you do it this way, what is the result? And you do it that way,
what's the result? 你讲完了之后啦。
After you describe it.
你问孩子，你看你应该怎么做。
And then you ask him.What do you think you should do?
不要顶规说你要听爸爸的话来做。
It's not that you must listen to me.
他不听的啦。
No, they won't listen.
你先和他讲了明白了，才能够讲到应该怎么做了。
You have to explain to them, and then you ask them how they should do it.
是带年轻的孩子都是如此。
It is the same way when you lead the young people.
教会中间也是如此。
Today is the same in the church.
我最怕夏令会有聚会完了之后有问题解答。
The most dreadful thing about summer conference is that Q&A at the end.
为什么缘故
？Why is it so?
问题解答是临时抽考。
Q&A basically is a testing the instructor.
有一次一个弟兄问我呢。
One time this brother asked this question.
弟兄啊。
Brother Nin.
你说圣经的金子代表神的荣耀。
Well, you said, gold in the Bible represents the glory of God.
有什么根据？
Where's your evidence?
我向来教会中都讲金子代表神荣耀。
Well, the Bible always says gold is the glory of God.
什么根据？
Where's your evidence?
我也搞不清楚。
I don't have that.
我年轻听尼特顿这么讲法的吗？
Well, I hear Brother Nin describe this way.
我的记忆不好。
My memory is not that
good. 尼特顿讲的时候了。
When Brother Nin talk about this,
一定讲到根据什么？才能够说金子代表神的荣耀。
He always explained where the evidence is.
他当初讲金子代表神的荣耀什么根据我忘掉了，最后的结论我记得了，金子代表神的荣耀。
When Wiley described the reason that gold represents the glory of God, I forgot the description, but I remember the result.
所以一个商会就问我了。
So this person asked me this question.
我不知道怎么回答。
I don't know how to answer this question.
怎么办？
我
答应你两个礼拜之后再给你回答。
Well, I promise you, I'll answer in 2 weeks.
我两个礼拜里面呢、
in 2 weeks.
创世纪都到了启示了，找不到一处根据金子代表荣耀。
I read from Genesis 1 to the end of Revelation, I couldn't find the evidence that gold is the glory of God.
到旧约没有，我们还有新约啦。
If that's not in the Old Testament, maybe it's in the New Testament.
四福音都啊没有的话呢，还有书信啦。
If it's not in the Gospel books, then it's
in the Bible. 那到后头又没有嘛，这个又着急了吗
？When I read through them and I couldn't find it.
读完了还没有啦。
I read the whole Bible.
怎么来？
Well,
重新创世纪谈起，读起。
Well, I read from the beginning again.
我找到了以西结书。
When I read to Ezekiel.
以西结在加布路的河边。
When Ezekiel was in a campaign, the river
看见天上的宝座
，He saw the throne of heaven.
有一句话
，There was this word,
金光闪耀。我不知道注意了没有。
The light of gold revealed in this throne.
唯一到现在我能够找到金子代表神荣耀，就是这一节的圣经。
Even up to now, the only evidence I can find that gold represents the glory of God is in Ezekiel.
我也怪圣经的，不像我们做理工的，一二三清清楚楚的，圣经都糊糊涂涂的。
Well, I'm kind of bring the Bible, not clearly tell us 1, 2, 3, but you know, we have to read so much.
我还不敢这么确定。
But I'm not that confident either.
但我读了奥斯汀斯巴克一本书。
And then I read a book from Modern Spa.
他就讲到了以西结书。金光闪耀就说明金子代表神的荣耀。
And he actually mentioned in his book that when Ezekiel mentioned the light of gold, in the throne of God represent the glory of God.
我才对着那些问我的人呢、啊，给他一个的答案。
Then I can give this answer to the person that asked me this question.
所以我也常常对弟兄姊妹讲。
Then I always with mention the Bible.
现在呀、啊，连美国也好，以加拿大也好，连中国也好，好多知识分子信主了。
Today, whether it's in the U.S., in Canada, or in China, many intellectuals became Christians.
特别你们在中国大陆
，especially in China.
已经是从前的毛主席了，我有什么都听的了。
In the past, Chairman Mao, we hear him.
哎，现在反感了。
But now, we rejected his
teachings. 中国大陆的年轻人没有权威的。
Today, the intellectuals have no authority.
你讲得通，我就相信；讲不通，我就不相信。
If you can convince me, then I will believe. If you cannot convince me, I will not.
现在教会中间是如此。
Even in the church.
也挑战你的权威的啦。
They will challenge your authority.
圣经没有话说。
The Bible is the authority.
你讲这个有什么根据？
Where is your evidence?
是亲爱的弟兄姊妹的。
Francis,
你会发现在这些罗马书的里面。
So you discover in the book of Romans.
到第四段罗马书第八章之后了。
In the fourth portion after chapter 8 of Romans.
磨成更生儿子的模样。
Now that we are conformed to the image of the Son of God.
什么叫儿子的模样？
What is the image of the Son of God?
主耶稣降生在地上。
When Jesus was born in this world.
他是犹太人。
He is Jewish.
彼此一定比我高。
His nose probably higher than mine.
所以我信主了，慢慢慢慢鼻子高了，像犹太人鼻子啊。
Is it because after I believed in the Lord, then my nose will grow?
我信主60年，鼻子都没有高吗？
But after I believed in the Lord 60 years, my nose is still.
模样不是指的物质上的模样。
This image is not the external material image.
品格上的表现。
But it's the character of life.
性质上的显明。
And this is the quality.
就磨成功主耶稣的模样了。
And this is what it meant by conforming to the image of the Son of God.
这是保罗所写的神的福音。
And this is the gospel that is written by Paul.
福音是什么？
What is gospel?
就我们从前被神所定罪的人。
So that the people who used to be condemned by the Lord.
头一步叫做称义。
Firstly, they are justified.
第二步叫做成圣。
Secondly, they are sanctified.
第三步，我们生活中的表现出来的，像神自己的生命和性情表现的相同的了。
Thirdly, we can reveal the glory and the image of God in our daily life.
其实这个并不难懂。
Actually, it's not that difficult.
神当初照着他神形象和样式所造的了。
We are all created in the image of God.
因着人类的堕落。
But because men fail.
亚当夏娃的堕落。
Because the falling of Adam and Eve,
神的荣耀不能够显在亚当夏娃身上。
The glory of God cannot be revealed through Adam and Eve anymore.
但你会看见全世界。
You can see the whole world.
有一些神的荣耀还显出来的。
There's still a little bit of God's glory revealed.
显出什么？
What is this?
父母对着儿女的表现，这种爱的表现。
Parents' love towards the children is one of it.
绝大部分的人
most people
无论是受过教育不受教育的
whether you are educated or not
都是儿女总是用爱心相待的了
you will always love your children
神造了亚当夏娃所有的形象呢，还留了一点在人中间的
the character that God has put in Adam and Eve a little bit of it still remain in us
是对你的儿女
to your children
对隔壁邻居的孩子没有的
But it's not something that you will have towards children of the neighbor.
我50年前在台湾的时候,
50 years ago when I was in Taiwan,
有一次高雄一个火烧,
in Kaohsiung there was a fire.
啊, 消防队把它火灭掉了,
and the fire truck came and
put down the fire.
The walls had collapsed.
墙的旁边,
and beside the wall,
有一只鸡已经烧焦了,
there was a chicken there was already burned.
这个消防人员啊,
And this fireman,
看见这鸡已经烧焦了吗?
And the chicken was burned,
把脚一贴,
and he kicked it.
下面有四只小鸡还是活的,
and underneath there was four little chicks still living.
火烧的时候了,
when the fire was,
不要说人类,
not only
连母鸡了, 都把小鸡遮在它翅膀底下的,
she will cover the little chicks with her wings.
自己被火烧了,
She was burned up by the fire.
把四只小鸡保存了下来。
But she kept alive these four little chicks.
这叫什么?
What is this called?
这叫母亲的爱。
The love of a mother.
所以现在人类都堕落了。
Today, men are all corrupted.
连动物的里面呢，还有母亲的爱显明在儿女身上的了。
Even in animals, there is still the love of a mother. Being revealed.
但已经范围很窄了。
This is very narrow already.
神创造亚当夏娃的时候，
When God created Adam and Eve,
照他的形象来造的了。
He created them in His image.
人类大部分都失去了。
But most of it has been lost.
到主耶稣来的时候，
But when Jesus came,
不仅爱你所爱的人， 要爱你的仇敌。
Not only love those that love you, But also love your enemies.
做到最高的标准了。
The highest point of this love.
他的仇的都是爱的了。
He loved his enemy.
一个最明显的表现。
This is a very clear revelation.
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，
When the Lord was crucified on the
cross. 他说父啊， 赦免他们， 因为他们所做的他们不知道。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
赦免谁？
So what I said about?
人骂他的。
Those that scolded him. Those who whip him, those that nailed him on the cross, all these people who hurt the Lord, the Lord prayed on the cross, Father forgive them. The The highest point of God's love is revealed on the cross.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个没有什么特别的稀奇。
This is not something that's unusual.
我1979年回上海的时候,
When I returned to China in 1979,
当初我们做学生的时候有个好朋友姓余的。
When I was a student, I have a good friend, his name is Yu.
他告诉我被劳改。
He told me that he was put in the
农场上劳改。
Labor camp, hard labor camp.
每一天
Every day,
要挑了100多斤的牛粪过一个山到个地方去了来种田的。
Every day, he has to carry a hundred pounds of a cow dung over the mountain,
吃的东西很少。
To work.
平时吃的粮食很少。
Very little food.
身上都很虚弱。
He's very weak.
他每一天就抬跳过山了过去了。
Every day he has carried this heavy load over the mountain.
特别走得快。
He's working very fast.
回来的时候替另外一个劳改的人挑他的担子过了山过去的了。
When he returned, he saw another person doing the same thing.
结果这一个跟他一同劳改的人信了主耶稣。
And this other person also in labor camp, he believed in the Lord.
在这一种的情况的里面呢
，In this type of situation,
他有爱显明了出来了。
His love was revealed.
这是什么原因
？Why?
因为他已经到了罗马书第四个阶段。
He has already reached the fourth stage of Book of
Romans. 圣灵的工作显出神的荣耀来。
The work of the Holy Spirit reveal is.
这是罗马书头上福音的四个重点。
And this is the four emphasis of the Book of Romans.
第五个部分九章到十一章是个括弧插进来来解释神的拣选、怜悯和主权。
In the fifth portion of Romans from chapter 9 to 11.It talks about God's election, His mercy, and His sovereignty.
到罗马书十二章之后
，After chapter 12,
就讲到承受福音的人所有的生活和侍奉。
It talks about the daily living of those who receive the gospel.
罗马书过了
，After you go through Romans,
那是哥林多前后书
，And then you reach the first and second Corinthians.
我读哥林多前书
，When I read first Corinthians,
我给他起个题目。
I give it a one title.
教会麻烦一大堆。
So many problems and difficulties.
哥林多后书。
But when you reach the second Corinthians,
我给他起个题目。
I give it another topic.
保罗侍奉主牢骚一大堆。
Paul's complaints.
为什么罗哥林多前后书
？Why do we have first and second Corinthians?
罗马书是从正面来讲的，神的福音临到人身上，给人多少帮助。
The Book of Romans talks about the positive aspect of how the gospel helped people.
在这个福音传下来的时候
，When the gospel was preached,
接受主福音的人没有这么简单。
Well, it's not simple to accept the gospel.
有好多生活中难处出来了。
And many people have difficulties in their daily living.
哥林多书里头有十个大的问题。
In the first Corinthians, there are 10 different difficulties.
信主是信主了。
Yes, they are Christians.
兄弟还为了钱财来打官司。
And brothers still fight in the court.
所以好多这些问题啦。
There are so many different problems.
保罗写了哥林多前后书什么
？Why did Paul write first and second Corinthians?
很简单。
Very simple.
乃是以基督和十字架来应付了教会中所有的问题。
It is Christ and His crucifixion that solve all the problems of the church.
我也常常对新蒙恩弟兄姊妹讲。
I always talk to a newly believer.
我新蒙恩的时候。
When I was first believed.
发现全世界好多社会的团体、教会的团体是最圣洁、最美好的。
I thought that among all the different organizations in the world, the church is the most pure and holy.
但我信主时间多一点了。
But after I believe in the Lord longer,
没有这么简单。
Oh, it's not that simple.
教会中好多的问题了。
The church has a lot of problems.
我都劝弟兄姊妹。
And then I tell brothers and sisters.
连在教会中间也不要信任任何人。
Even in the church, don't trust anyone.
为什么
？Why?
我说我对自己也不信任。
I don't trust myself either.
我对自己以为很好。
I'm very nice to myself.
没有经过试探。
I didn't go through temptation.
一经过试探也照样有败坏性出来的。
When I go through temptation, I will go.
这我就好多的问题了。
In the church, I have lots of different.
我开头跟你们讲了。
I told you already.
神赐给教会叫我们来帮助。
God gave us the church to help us.
今天我刚强，我帮助你。
Today I'm strong, I can help you.
明天我软弱，你帮助我。
Tomorrow I'm weak, and you will help me.
这叫为正常的光景。
And this is normal.
但反面的光景是什么？
But what is abnormal?
我也没有帮助你，你叫我跌倒。
I didn't help you, but you actually make me fail.
就是好多的麻烦啊。
There are so many problems in the church.
怎么解决？
How am I going to solve this problem?
保罗只用简单一个方法。
Paul give us a very simple answer.
我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
He said, "I among you, I do not know anything save Christ and Him crucified."
对耶稣基督的认识
，the knowledge of Christ Himself.
知道他是谁，他如何来赐恩给我们
，knowing who He is and how He blesses us.
对十字架的认识
knowing the cross.
我们老我的自己和他同钉十字架。
Our old self and our old person have been crucified with Him.
今后不是凭着我老我的自己而在活在教会中。
From now on, I do not live according to my old self.
这个过了之后
，After this,
然后有四卷的书
，And then we have four different epistles.
一联系的
of a series.
头一本是加拉太书
，Firstly, the Galatians.
基督怎么样实在把他恩典执行在我们身上
？How we can experience Christ personally.
但是把哥林多前书的话讲得更加的清楚。
To elaborate on the words of First and Second Corinthians.
主能够怎么把他的恩典显在我们身上
？How did the Lord reveal His grace in us?
主怎么能够把他荣耀显在我们身上
？How did He reveal His glory in us?
所有显出来都是借着他的生命和圣灵的工作。
All this is through His life and the work of the Holy Spirit.
在我们身上。
In our life,
许多都没有显出来。
Very often, it's not being revealed.
我们没有经历到主在十字架上所完成的另一个工作。
It's because we did not experience the other part of the work of the cross.
主在十字架上所完成的。
What the Lord accomplished on the cross?
有两面。
There are two aspects.
一个是死，一个是复活。
One is death, the other one is resurrection.
死是除掉了所有不讨人喜悦的。
His death take away all the things that is not pleasing to him.
他的复活像彼得前书一章第三节了，因为他从死里复活，重生了我们。
Just like in 1 Peter, it says that because he resurrected, he made us born again.
所以他的死是叫我们的罪得的赦免。
His death caused our sins to be forgiven.
他的复活了。
His resurrection.
生命进到我们里面。
His life enters us.
这个生命带着他的喜怒哀乐的品格。
And this life has the, his character in it.
自自然然在我们身上显出来。
And this character will slowly be revealed in us.
但请大家记得。
But remember, brothers and sisters.
他的死有两种。
His death has two aspects too.
一个是替死。
He died for us.
一个是同死。
He died with us.
那彼得书里都告诉我们了
In 1 Peter, it tells us,
因为他受的鞭伤我们得着医治
because he was whipped that we are healed
他替我们受死了
he died for us
像以赛亚书53章
Isaiah chapter 53
耶和华将我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上
the Lord has caused all our sin to be on him
说到主耶稣钉十字架的时候
when it talks about Christ dying on the cross
神是把全人类的罪孽都归在一个身上然后神审判他神都离弃了他
God caused all our sins to be on him and God judged him and God judged him
他替我们死了
He died for us.
承担了我们罪恶所该受的刑罚。
He bear the punishment that we should have.
是我们相信了他，我们罪得了赦免。
Because we believe him, our sins are forgiven.
但是我这个人还活着。
But I'm still living today.
是我就发现。
And I discover.
我到美国43年了。
I've been in the U.S. for 43 years.
相当多的教会吵架。
Many churches have big arguments.
甚至于分裂。
And they also separate.
谁吵架？
Who are arguing?
不是一般弟兄姊妹吵架。
Not the normal, regular branch.
是教会领头的人吵架。
And it's the leaders of the church that are arguing.
那是领头人吵架了。
It's the leaders.
那分裂的时候啊，这个人带着这一批，那个人带着那一批的。
And when they fight, this leader took some of the members, the other leader took the rest of the members.
很特别,
very pitiful.
教会中侍奉的人, 不是为了名, 不是为了利,
you know, when we serve in the church, it's not because of wealth, it's not because of name.
教会中没有什么名望的,
we have nothing.
教会中没有赚什么钱的啦,
in the church, we don't make
any money. 侍奉主人把钱还放在教会中间的啦,
you know, when we serve, we actually
但是什么?
Make, put money away. What does it mean?
教会中要照着我的意思来做。
What do you mean? The church has to follow my will.
到底应该怎么服侍?
How you should serve?
我的意见被接纳, 我就很高兴。
When my suggestion is accepted, and I'm happy.
我的意见不接纳, 你不去做吧, 我就不做了。
If you don't accept my will, then you guys do it. I'm not.
许多时候教会中吵架什么?
Why are the churches fighting?
像夫妇吵架一样的。
Just like couples fighting.
争一口气。
Just of air.
你们不听我的了。
You don't listen to me.
你们去做吧。
Now you go ahead and do it your way.
基督徒领袖们吵架都根据圣经的。
You know when Christians fight, they fight with the Bible.
你根据圣经来骂我, 我根据圣经来骂你的了。
And I use the Bible to argue with you, and you use the Bible to argue with me.
实在是什么?
What does it mean?
我有我的主张。
I have my way.
我有我的看法。
I have my view.
你们都接纳了。
If you accept,
我就欢欢喜喜。
And I will be happy.
我你们不接纳啦,
if you don't accept my will,
你们去做, 我不做。
No, you go ahead and do it your way. I'm not going to do it.
这还是好的啦。
And this is already
good. 他告诉别人啊,
and then he will tell others.
昨天我们就会同工会啦, 他们主张这个了, 没有好好祷告啦。
And then he will tell others, oh, they, the other day we have this.
有的人听我的, 有的人听你们的。
They didn't pray and they just some listen to me and some listen to others.
教会中分裂两部分的。
And then the church will be divided.
我告诉弟兄姊妹,
and I share with brothers and sisters.
我也是这样的。
I am the same.
天下乌鸦一般黑嘛,
all the
哎呀我刚刚出来讲到的时候啊, 我听见隔壁人家啦, 隔壁有几个弟兄来谈到我的名字,
and I can hear other brothers and sisters talk about me because
一提到我的名字啦,
when they mention my name,
我的耳朵, 就过去了,
my ear kind of stands up.
哦他们说哎呦林弟兄啊讲到啊真好啊, 给我们很大帮助。
And when they say, oh, Barney is very good and his message is very helpful.
我说呀鬼有没有给主了, 说鬼有那个心心样样的, 哎, 他们都称赞我嘛。 听见人说林弟兄今天讲到跟我也不好, 我根本你不爱主, 没好听懂我的话嘛。
And when, the brother, when they said Barney was not talking too well today, and I said,
是我的人态度怎么样?
What is my attitude?
是人听称赞我还是批评我的?
I can only hear people who praise me, but I don't want to hear people criticizing me.
我被神啊非常厉害的打击。
You know, brother and sister, I've been taught by the Lord very seriously.
我刚刚出来做传道了。
When I first came out to serve the Lord,
我在二十几岁做传道了嘛。
I was in the, my 20s.
哎呀, 我一讲到人点头了, 我好高兴啊。
When I speak and people nod their head, I was very pleased.
不点头的, 我都很失望了。
When they don't nod their head, I was very.
到以后我发现啊,
and then later on I discovered.
我讲到点头, 背后批评我的啦。
Those people who nod their head, they actually criticize me.
我得发现啊,
and then I realized.
我侍奉主要人点头, 我是夺取了神的荣耀。
When we realize that when they nod their head, they are stealing God's glory.
人称赞我, 我说归荣耀给主, 你都还是喜气洋洋的啦。
When people praise me, I said glory to the Lord, and I was really proud.
我没有时间跟你们来讲的。
I don't have much time to share.
像我在交大读书到第四年的时候,
when I was in university and on the fourth year,
我第三年在交大读书,
when I was in my third year,
我们有一次的布道会,
there was this gospel meeting.
借学校一个大的礼堂,
and we borrow a huge auditorium.
12天的布道会,
12 days of gospel meeting.
我们上海交大还上海医学院啊, 一同合并的,
and this is our university as well as the medical school combined.
那个时候主席姓余的, 一个叫余道胜, 他以后毕业了,
and this preacher was called Brother Yu.
是我做主席了,
I was the chairperson.
所以我到了10月的时候啊,
in 10月, October,
October,
in October,
我召集一些同工啦,
and I asked all these co-workers.
我想您知道神恩待我们交大了。
You know, God has really blessed our university.
哎呀，今年啊，这二一月份啊，春假的时候有布道会12天呐。
And we have this gospel meeting for 12 days in January.
现在已经10月份了吗?
Now it's already October.
我们11月份再一次布道会啦。
Why don't we have another gospel meeting in November?
我一讲,
when I mentioned this,
他们都低了头不讲话。
They all very quiet.
我说怎么办呢？
And I said,
他们不同意。
They don't agree.
那我一个人怎么做法呢？
If they don't agree, what am I going to do myself?
我说你们同意不同意啊？
Well, whether or not you agree, I don't care.
他们也不想。
And they don't wait any
time. 我说你们有谁反对的？
Anyone object?
也没有反对的。
No one object.
没有反对就通过嘛。
No one objects, so it's passed.
这叫民主，这民主主席的做法。
That's democratic, right?
啊，要请讲员。
Well, to invite a speaker.
我去请江守道。
Well, I will invite.
什么都不肯来，气死我了。
No one come.
我再去请一个姓张的弟兄。
Oh, he won't come. And I.
也是个传道人。
Another.
他也不肯来。
Another minister.
又是张的，你是传道人。
Brother Chang or this.
你劝我们要布道。
啊。
你劝我们要布道。
If you accuse me of not evangelizing, you want us to evangelize.
我们有布道了，请你来讲道，你也不来的，你怎么以后劝我们呢？
Well, when you want us to evangelize, but you don't come to help us, you know, how are we going to evangelize?
哦，他说我来了。
And then he said, oh, okay, all right, well, I'll come.
我们三天布道会。
We have 3 days of gospel meeting.
我想头一次了，有50个人信主。
Not like last time, we have 50 people believe in the Lord.
那一次只有3个人接受主。
And that time only 3 people believe in the Lord.
是弟兄姊妹都怪我了，当初不是我们意思吗？领袖都是你的意思吗
？And then the brother sister said, "Well, didn't we tell you it was your opinion?"
当弟兄怪我。
Brother Kong accused me.
领袖，你请我来布道会，你们不信主同志都没有几个，叫我怎么信？叫我们布道法
？And Brother Kong said, "You know, you asked me to come to this gospel meeting, and you don't have any gospel friends."
教会的弟兄姊妹也怪我。
And then brother sister in the church also.
领袖，你在交大在团契怎么带的？在弟兄组都不爱主。
How you lead the fellowship in the university? The pastor that don't love the Lord.
哎呀，我难过死了。
I was very sad.
我去找汪小姐。
And I went to see Sister Wang.
我都打算好了。
And I was really prepared.
汪小姐安慰我说：“林弟兄啊，你爱主忠心就好了嘛，不要计较果效嘛。”
And then I expect her to say, Brother Lin, you just love the Lord, don't pay attention to the result.
我这样讲，她也不说话。
When I said this, she didn't make any statement.
刚刚有一个人旁边走过了。
And then there was another person
walking by. 跟汪姐说，汪姐说，你们谈什么？
And they asked her, she said, Wang, what are you guys talking about?
汪姐说，林弟兄啊，三面杀加板呐，苦死的。
Oh, Sister Wang said, my brother Lin was very sad.
他也不安慰我。
Well, he couldn't comfort me.
我一听就这句话了。
When I hear that,
眼泪流的啦，都难过死了。
I was crying, I was very sad.
我回到宿舍。
And I returned to my dorm.
我跟主讲了。
And I prayed to the Lord.
我再不侍奉你了。
And I will not serve you anymore.
我侍奉你花了这么大的功夫。
I spent so much effort.
我爸爸给我的零用钱全部都摆上了嘛。
I used all my spending money.
人信主是归到你名下，也不是归到我名下的嘛。
My people believe they are in your name, not my name.
弟兄姊妹不爱主，你为什么不做工了
？When the boss says I don't love you, why don't you work for me?
我跟神吵架。
And I was fighting with the Lord.
那我也懂得了。
And I realized,
我们神呢，一跟他吵架，他就逃了。
When we argue with the Lord,
不给我回答，
你
回什么吵？这有两个人吵的嘛。
When you argue, you need 2 people to fight, right?
哎呀，无聊了，没有事了。
Well, this is,
这不知道怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
我临时旁边一个的诗歌。
And then I found a hymn next to me.
找到翻开有一首诗歌
，I opened my hymn book.
Simpson 做的。
Written by Simpson.
我与基督同钉死。
I have been crucified with the Lord.
脱离了自己世俗和一切的荣耀。
I have departed from myself and all the glory of the world.
我头一遍没有感动。
When I sing it for the first time, I wasn't really moved.
第二遍唱的时候了。
Second time when I sing this,
圣灵给我的一个指责。
The Holy Spirit give me this.
你所有这个布道会，因为你做主席了。头一任的主席做了轰轰烈烈，你应该做了轰轰烈烈，这样才有布道会的嘛。
You think that because last time there was such a huge success in the gospel meeting, so you think you will repeat the same thing?
用自己的方法把布道会组织起来的啦。
You use your own method to organize this gospel meeting.
当人来批评你的时候
，When people criticize you,
你就灰心失望了。
And you will be very discouraged.
连你的眼泪
，And even your tears,
都你的自己在你身上表现出来。
It's only reveal yourself inside of you.
我就忽然明白。
And then I suddenly
discovered. 加拉太书第二章二十节的话。
I realized Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架， 现在活着的不再是我。
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I.
那是基督活在我的身上。
But Christ lived in me.
我求主赦免我。
I ask the Lord to forgive me.
连我的布道会都是凭着我自己的。
Even leading gospel meetings,
用我自己的方法。
My method,
我自己的能力
my own power,
等到没有果效的时候
when there's no result,
我自己难过痛苦的了
when I was sad and miserable,
主对我说
the Lord said to me,
他钉十字架的时候已经把我老我的人和他一同的钉死了
He said, I am crucified with Christ.
所以从那一个时候
from that day on,
我才有一个基本的改变
I have this,profound change.
人称赞我，神不称赞，有什么用呢？
When men praise me but not God, what is the use?
人批评我，如果神满意喜悦我了，岂不是更有价值吗？
When people criticize me but the Lord is pleased with me, and this is valuable.
我再不敢凭着我自己来服侍主了。
I will not use my own master to serve the
Lord. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我这一种的感受，
this kind of feeling.
带领我一过六十几年全时间侍奉主的经历。
It leads me through the 60 years serving the Lord.
这是什么？
What is this?
加拉太书。
Galatians.
有了加拉太书啦。
When we have Galatians.
然后到了以弗所书。
Then we have Ephesians.
那是神在基督里面所定的旨意。
And this is the purpose that God has in Christ.
保罗对着在罗马官府面前说了。
And Paul said to the Roman officials.
亚基伯王啊。
King of Paper.
我姑子没有违背那种天上给我的意象。
I have not been disobedient to the vision given to me from heaven.
这个意象是什么？
What is this vision?
以弗所书所说的啦。
It is what is in.
我写信给你们，你们就深知我，你们知道我深知基督的奥秘。
I am writing to you so that you know that I know fully the mystery of God.
神宇宙所做的。
What God is.
最后的目标是什么？
What is His eternal purpose?
不是叫当叫人信主。
Not only.Asking people to believe in the Lord.
所有的宇宙所做的，叫耶稣基督得到最后的荣耀。
That Christ will receive the supreme glory over all creation.
为了这个缘故
，For this reason，
在创造万物的时候
，When God created the whole universe，
基督里都来造的啦。
He created them in Christ，
把基督内在神本性一切的丰盛提出一点来造一个动物。
He usedpart of the fullness in Christ to create the whole universe.
提出另外一个找另外一个动物。
Use this to create another thing.
基督的里面神本性的荣耀。
In Christ, this is the glory of the nature of God.
有个叫尊贵。
How valuable.
有一个叫做全能。
And this is called power.
把这一个造出来一只狮子。
And use this power to create such a lion.
你看狮子正是万兽之王。
The lion is called the king of the beast.
尊贵和荣耀的光景显明出来了。
And reveal the glory and the power of God.
神本性的丰盛。
The fullness of the power of God.
一个的谦卑。
And his humility.
有一个是牺牲自己为别人的好处。
And there's one part called.Willing to give up himself for others' benefit.
把这一个的品性造出来是造一只牛。
Using this character to create, say, a cow.
所以任何的植物、任何的动物是表现耶稣基督里面神本性的丰盛。每一个不同的造出每个不同的动物和植物。
Every plant, every animal reveal a certain part of the character of God's fullness.
魔鬼来破坏。
The devil came to damage us. Christ came to save us.
到最后啦
at the end,
连蛇都能够蒙恩在将来的勇士的里面。
Even snakes and serpents can receive grace in eternity.
所以到了以赛亚书十一章
Isaiah chapter 11,
到将来的新天新地。
In this new heaven and new earth,
狮子和羔羊同卧。
The lion and the lamb.Lie together.
小孩玩耍的灰蛇的洞口。
And children play in the cave of the snake.
你不要看见蛇是不好的。
Don't you think that snakes are no good?
是不好这种撒旦来的。
They are come from Satan.
那主耶稣称赞蛇。
But the Lord has praised this snake.
因为灵巧像蛇。
You should be as wise as a snake.
所以它是正面的了。
So there is a positive aspect of it.
撒旦说加东西都被他除掉了。
Everything that is added by Satan will be removed.
蛇所表现的正面的灵巧，在将来勇士中间还能活着的啦。
The wisdom of the snake will still be revealed in the eternity.
到神旨意完成的时候。
When God's will is accomplished.
所有撒旦的破坏都除掉了。
All the damage and corruption by Satan is removed.
当时就是耶稣基督所彰显的万物中间都显明了出来了。
And the character of Christ will be revealed through the universe.
神旨意就能够成就了。
And God's purpose will be accomplished.
这是一件天大的事。
This is a huge thing.
对不起了，我的时间已经不早了。
Sorry that I'm running over time.
我再跟你们讲一个故事。
I share one more story with you.
在差不多40年前，我到纽约州的 Rochester。
Almost 40 years ago, I went to Rochester in New York.
碰见一个姓李的弟兄。
I met a brother Lee.
他那个时候还没有信主。
At that time, he wasn't a Christian.
我说李先生，你学什么？
I asked, Mr. Lee, what are you studying?
他说我学物理的。
I study chemistry.
我说你学物理理论的还实用的？
You studying theory or practicality?
他说我学理论的。
Well, I learned theory.
哎呀，我说学理论的找不到工作的。
I said, well, you can't find a job with theories.
他像我这么聪明学实用的可惜了。
And he said, well, I'm so smart, you know.
Princeton, PhD 的。
He's a PhD from Princeton.
Oh, Einstein 同学。
Oh, a friend of
他以后在 Xerox 中做事。
And later on, he worked in Xerox.
一直不信主。
He wouldn't believe in the Lord.
我劝他要信主。
I encourage him to believe in the Lord.
他说林先生啊。
He said, Mr. Lee,
我从小长大到现在没有害过人。
From ever since I was young, I have never hurt anyone.
你们基督徒说也都有嫉妒了，有纷争了，这种有了，我没害过人吗
？Well, you question talk about anger, fighting, quarrels.
你要说我有罪，我不是撒谎了吗
？Well, you said I am a sinner, but I'm never lying.
聚会来的，
He come to meetings.
都是不认罪的
，But he won't confess his sin.
这是没有办法。
I'm powerless.
我到美国43年传道了。
I've been a preacher for 43 years.
两个人。
There were two people.
不认罪的。
He never confessed.
很热心的。
But they're very fervent.
有一个叫沈庸生，现在香港的那个大学的工学院的院长。
One is headmaster.
一个就是那个姓李的。
University in Hong Kong.
所以有一次我到 Rochester 去了，完了我要回纽约了。
One time I was in Rochester and I'm returning to New York.
他在飞机上送我。
And he went to the airport to.
看看飞机误点。
He went to the airport, but.
我说李先生，你回去吧。
So I said, Mr. Lee, why don't you go
home?
我
陪陪你嘛。
Well, he said, well, I can stay around.
飞机场一个小小的 cafeteria.
Well, there's a small cafeteria.
我们两个人坐在一个台子上。
And we sat down at the table.
一个人一杯的 orange juice.
We each have a glass of orange juice.
就聊聊天嘛。
And we just talk.
我就跟他讲了
And I talked to him.
神当初为什么创造宇宙万物
Why did God create the whole universe?
神创造宇宙万物最后的目标是什么呀
What is his purpose?
神来造了形形色色的
God has created so many things.
里头个用意
There must be a reason.
叫耶稣基督里头所有的神本性一切的荣耀都能够彰显了出来
So that the glory that is inside of Christ can be revealed through all these different creations.
神没有造之前
but before the creation,
这些本性的荣耀都藏在里面没有彰显
All this glory is inside of Christ and is not revealed.
神造出来了之后了
after God created all these things,
狮子也好
whether it's a lion,
牛也好
whether it's a cow,
老鹰也好
whether it's an eagle,
人也好
whether it's a man,
不同的那个荣耀彰显出来了
and there's different glory being revealed.
魔鬼来打叉
Satan came to damage
叫人犯罪了
and we sinned
主耶稣来拯救人了
when Jesus Christ came to save us
最后
after he saved us
蒙恩人的身上
and in the life of all the Christians
神当初的盼望神的荣耀彰显出来了
to reveal the hope and the glory of Christ
我在 cafeteria 跟他讲
I was talking to him in the cafeteria.
低着头, 接受主耶稣做救主,
and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
这个人现在是在洛杉矶,
this person is now in Los Angeles.
现在已经退休了,
he's already retired.
是 Xerox 公司在洛杉矶的最高级一个职员。
He's a highest employee in Xerox in California.
是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
或者你们当中还有魔道的,
or maybe among you there may be friends who are seeking the truth. Let's remember,
圣经的真理,
the truth in the Bible,
它不仅说你的救,
it's not just about you being saved, I being saved.
免去了我们罪恶的刑罚,
to take away the punishment of sins.
这个不是神创造宇宙万有的目的,
this is not the purpose God created the universe.
神创造了宇宙物体,
God created the whole universe.
又在你身上, 在他身上, 都彰显某一个神特别的荣耀来,
through you and through him to reveal the character of God.
什么叫教会?
What does it mean by a church?
不是个人,
not a person.
教会乃是不同的恩赐, 不同的才能, 在不同的弟兄姊妹身上表现了出来了。
The church is reviewing the different gifts, different talents among different brothers and sisters.
对不起, 我多讲一点,
I'll speak a little bit more.
刚刚晚上郭弟兄请我吃饭,
Brother Kwok invited me for dinner tonight.
他两个女儿也都去了,
and his two daughters were there too.
问他们学什么?
And I asked them, what do you study?
他们说跟我学什么?
And then they told us what they study.
我说郭弟兄啊, 你们没有我们好。
And I said, Brother Kwok,
you're not as good as
I am. I have 10 kids.
10个不同的才能,
10 different talents.
我有一个儿子啊,
I have a son.
学核子工程的,
oh, nuclear energy.
他不过是一个 master degree.
He, one is a master degree.
是全美国核子工程师协会的会长。
He's the chairperson of the society of this engineer.
你们如果到纽约去了,
if you come to New York,
你们如果注意改房子的事,
and if you pay attention to house building,
没有一个人不知道我的大女儿是出名的建筑师。
And no one will not know that my elder daughter is a very famous architect.
她10年前在纽约最坏的哈林区了盖一个房子。
And 10 years ago, she built a house in Harlem, the worst district.
是一个6层楼的房子啊, 盖在6楼和7楼。
6-7 story building.
有一个大的财团呢，一个高级工人看起来非常好。
And there was this famous company saw this building and they said, wow, this is marvelous.
三个 offer.
啊?
三个 offer.
Three offers for this building.
出了100万。
$1 million.
不卖。
I'm not going to sell it.
出了170万。
$1.7 million.
也不卖。
I'm not going to sell.
为什么缘故?
Why?
10年前全美国建筑师选出了最好的时机。
Because this is the best design of the whole U.S.
哦，我有一个的小女儿。
And I have another little daughter.
学法律的。
She's a lawyer.
哦哟，好多的才能啊。
She's very talented.
我跟郭弟兄讲了,
and I said to Brother Kwok,
我们啊, 多才多艺, 孩子们显明出来的咯。
We are so talented. I just review in our children.
你们是一个两个了, 再显明不多的啦。
One or two, you can review all your talents.
是我们这是孩子们不同的才干都显出来的吗?
We have many children, so we have reviewed all these different talents.
你觉得很好。
You think it's good?
远不如神啊。
But it's far
在教会中间, 多少不同的才能, 不同的恩赐显明出来,
in the church there's so much talent and gifts.
这一些人身上的显出神的才能来了,
and through different branches you can see the character of God.
最后把荣耀归给主了,
at the end the glory be to the Lord.
要有这个事情成功,
when this is accomplished,
必须有腓立比书,
we must have the book of Philippians.
你的神面前有一个蒙神喜悦的这种生活和你的侍奉。
You need to have a life and a service that's pleasing to the Lord.
是腓立比书这一本书,
this book called Philippians,
讲到蒙恩人的生活和侍奉,
talk about this living and the service of people who receive blessings.
能把以弗所这么高的所讲的事,
it can reveal such a high revelation of Ephesians.
在基督身上实实际际地活了出来,
and practically being revealed in the body of Christ.
以弗所书第2章,
Ephesians chapter 2.
在神赐恩的时候,
when God gives us grace,
就我们这份信主的人,
So that we who believe in the Lord,
包括罪的赦免,
our sins are forgiven,
能和他一同坐在天上,
and we are seated together with Christ in heaven.
我们就蒙恩了之后,
when we receive grace, we are changed from before.
我们的兴趣,
our interests,
我们的爱好,
our favor,
我们的生活,
our living.
不要说与别人不同了,
not only is different than others, it's different from before.
是我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲了,
so I often tell brothers and sisters,
你们摸到的朋友,
all these friends who want to pursue the truth, you should believe in the Lord.
要好好考虑,
you should think about carefully.
怎么考虑?
Think about what?
你不信主可以犯罪,
if you don't believe in the Lord, you can go and sin.
Well,
after you believe in the Lord, you can also sin.
没有信主犯罪啊?
But before you believe in the Lord and you sin,
外头也快乐,
you're happy inside and outside.
你信主了犯罪啊,
after you believe in the Lord and you still sin,
里头难过,
and you're outside, you're happy, but inside you're fearful. And then if you are afraid, then don't believe in the Lord. If you believe in the Lord, you will be changed. Why?
我们是坐在天上,
because we are seated in heaven.
你没有信主耶稣之前,
before you believe in the Lord,
你钱赚得多就很喜乐,
when you earn a lot of money, you are very happy.
信主了之后了,
after you believe in the Lord,
钱收进来不喜乐, 用出去再喜乐,
when you are not happy to receive, but you are happy to give,
奉了主的喜乐, 为了主用的喜乐了,
when you spend for the Lord, you are pleased.
不是用来劝你的,
no one told you that.
不是人来逼你的,
no one forced you.
也不是你没有奉献的话, 以后秋后算账的,
and not that because you don't offer, then we will you will be changed.
这是什么?
Why?
所以以弗所书告诉我们,
Ephesians tells us,
我们的地位是坐在天上,
our position is in heaven.
菲利比书告诉我们,
Philippians tells us,
在十天地位中的生活和侍奉是怎么样的,
what is it like to have heavenly living and heavenly service? This kind of living and service in Philippians, then we can go to Colossians. The purpose of God can be accomplished. But brothers, you should pay attention. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, this is a series. Mostly talk about the purpose of God.
开头因着耶稣基督钉十字架, 我们和他死了, 我们不再在地上活着。
In the beginning, because we die with Christ, we are no longer living in this world.
以弗所书给我们开的蒙恩了, 我们坐在天上。
Ephesians tells us that we receive grace and we sit in heaven.
我们是属天的子民。
We are heavenly people.
我们生活跟人不一样的。
Our living is different than others.
我自己原来不一样的。
I'm different than before.
我们是属天的生活和属天的侍奉。
We have heavenly living and heavenly service.
这一种属天的生活和侍奉。
This heavenly living and service,
乃是腓立比书已经讲得非常仔细。
And it's described very detailed in
the 然后到了最后哥罗西书了。
At the end, we arrive at Colossians.
耶稣基督在万有中做元首。
Christ Jesus have the preeminence in the whole universe.
他的荣耀,
His glory.
不光现在人身上,
not only be revealed in man,
现在现在所有动物和植物的身上,
it's revealed in all plants and animals.
那这样神的旨意就完成了。
And only then the purpose of God can be accomplished.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹我们祷告,
I pray that brother and sister, we should always have this prayer.
许多是神已经定规的,
many things that God has already predetermined, God is working.
现在的关键,
the key today,
我们今天如何活出来属天的生活和一种侍奉,
the key is how we are going to live this heavenly living and service.
但愿神恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告,
let's pray.
主耶稣我们敬拜你,
Lord Jesus, we worship you,
因为你是神的道,
because you are the word of the Lord.
太初所有的神的道,
it's the word from the beginning.
你把神表明了出来,
you reveal God to us.
也把神在宇宙中间所做的工作和打算都能够讲解了出来,
and you have expressed the work and the purpose of God.
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
我是蒙到何等大的恩典,
we receive so much grace.
我们本来在你旨意之外是所有一切丧失掉的,
In the beginning, we are outside of your purpose and we lost all your blessings.
你把我们从千万人中间拣选了出来。
And you have chosen us among thousands.
我们正像火中抽出一根柴，就是成为你的建造的材料。
We are like a burning piece of wood taken out of the fire and becoming a building material.
哦，你要在宇宙的当中。
In this whole universe.
借着所有的动物、植物和人类，彰显神的荣耀。
Through all the plants, animals, and men, you reveal the glory of yourself.
啊，这个的荣耀。
This glory.
完全归在你的身上。
Be all to unto yourself.
主，我们谢谢你。
We want to thank you.
你就我们在你这个旨意中间一同的有份。
And you allow us to be partaker of this purpose.
但有我们在地上的生活。
We should have a life, this life in this world.
我们在地上的侍奉。
Our service in this world.
跟你在我们身上有成功的旨意是相符合的。
So that it will be in line with the purpose of yourself.
不就我们浪费了光阴。
Let us not waste our time.
不叫我们失去了机会。
Let us not waste our opportunities.
正叫我们有限的日子的里面。
Through this limited time.
我们所成就的。
What we can accomplish.
能够到永永远远的里头能够一同有份。
And we can have partake the eternal glory of yourself.
请你听我们的祷告。
We pray that you will listen to our prayer.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.